every one of them, whether the lad from with cerebral palsy, who could barely walk normally round, and needs assistance, get him on the rugby field, and he's pushing people back and trying to push them over. That shows the difference that the rugby family does for him. And all he wants to do is get on that field. He hates getting off. Not all the mixed ability teams just play each other. The Bumbles play able-bodied teams. We've got teams who want to play us because we give them a game. And I think that's something that the other teams have come across now, and we've been talking to them. They're realising they don't have to wait for another mixed ability team. You've got them playing rugby, like you said. Mixed sports is brilliant in the fact that it opens doors, and it stops people thinking this is a place for a certain person, irrespective. Give them the opportunity, watch it, and let's see how far it goes. And it can lead to actually playing at able-bodied size. All right, yes, there have got to be slight variations and sometimes slight difference in the rules, and the referee's got to be aware of it. But if they do that, we've had teams come up to us afterwards and said that was a brilliant game, and they're able-bodied. None of their side has mixed ability at all.
So how big at the moment is mixed ability rugby in England, and how far do you think it can go on the back of this tournament?
The English RFU are doing a rollout programme, and they're trying to get as many club teams to try and have a mixed ability side. They're rolling out now a programme to try and get as many mixed ability teams as they can involved. So it's going nationwide. I think at the moment there's three in the north and one near the south mixed ability teams, but that's not going to stop there. They're pushing it as far as they can go with it. And the Bumbles are going to try and help. We're going to try and go down and do exhibition games against teams that they bring together.